Greetings and welcome to Heal Podcast. It has been a while since I have been on, but that is okay because it is all done for the glory of God. And this morning, you may hear, I'm live this morning, but God has brought forth a word for me to share this morning. And I want you to hear the word of God and not worry so much about the background noises that you hear, but what the word of the Lord is bringing forth to you, to your soul this morning, to feed you this morning. I'm not sure who needs to hear this word, but I hope it blesses you and it has blessed me, and that it will bless many others, that you can also share the word with someone who hears it. If you hear this or something that may trigger a word or so, but when you hear it, you will also be able to share that word and remind yourself as you harbor that word in your heart and in your soul, that if someone comes to you, you'll be able to speak God's word forth into them. And today God is asking me just to share this word with you from Matthew 6, starting at verse 19 through 24. And may this word bless your soul. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye, and if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In other words, you can't serve God and man. No. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you not much better than they are? Which by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why you take thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not neither, but neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, or O ye little of faith? Therefore, take no thought saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to put on? What am I going to do for tomorrow? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth what you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. But when you fast, anoint yourselves, wash your face, be present for the Lord, so that it would not be obvious to others that you are fasting, meaning it's nobody's business, but only to the Father who was unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And so what the Lord is saying today, if you are seeking him day after day, and what he wants us to do is to treasures in heaven. Everything is in heaven. The word, when you read his word, it is hidden in your heart. That's where you store it, is the treasures in your heart. So when you're going through some things, you can remind yourself of the word from the Lord. And do not worry, for God knows what you need. Once you pray to him, that's your seeking God. That is seeking the kingdom of heaven. Because when you come to him and pray to him, you're seeking the kingdom of heaven. He knows what you need. He just wants you to come to him. Tell him what you need. Come to him like you would ask for a loan at a bank because you know you need that money. Go to God just like that. The banks know everybody need a loan. They got the money. God knows what you need. Seek him. If you having trouble with your children, seek God. If you having trouble on your job, seek God. If you having other trouble with an addiction that you just can't seem to shake and you know you've been seeking God, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Go every day until you begin to feel a change within your soul and within yourself. Because God knows what you need. Don't worry about tomorrow or the next day. God got that. Just ask God to bless you to see another day. And he will give it unto you. Just seek him first. And when you pray, pray to stand in. Be truthful with your prayer. Don't just say things you think he needs to hear. Say everything what's in your heart and what's your soul. Pour out to him. And when you pray and ask him, this is how you should pray. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be your name. I mean, you're blessing his name. You're giving him glory. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. God, what is your will to be done for me in your kingdom? Give us today our daily bread. What is your blessings for me today, O God? What is it that you have me to do today? Bless me. Load me with daily benefits, O Lord. Health, life, strength, able to see, able to move. And forgive us our debts. Forgive us of our sins. We want those debt collectors to forgive us. Ask God to forgive you of your debt, as we also be giving our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. When you know things out there lurking and you know you're not supposed to do them, ask God, lead you not into temptation. Lord, block me from my adversaries. Take me another direction. You see it coming, move the other way. He will guide you. He will do that for you. He will. August is the season, is the month of beginnings and refreshing. It's a lot of things you want to do and refresh to finish out this year of 2022. Take your seat. Take your assignment. Do it diligently. Seek God, but he knows what you need. Seek God. Sit yourselves down for this new beginning of things you are seeking and wanting God to do. Sit down. Seek him. All these things will come upon you. Read his word. He will show you what you need to read. And if you're not reading his word, ask God to seek you a Bible so that you can understand. If it's Messenger or King James Version, New International Version. And get an app, a Bible app. We got our phones for everything, yes, for all the apps. It's a Bible app on there. Read it daily. Have it reminders and scriptures to pop up for you. And they will be right there. I hope this word is blessing someone today. But for the month of August, I'll be coming back because y'all need to be refreshed. We all need to be seated, refreshed, new beginnings. New beginnings would be starting new things that would carry us through to receive new things and new seasons. It may be a season for some, it may be a season for others, but it's a beginning of something new, something great, something to finish on out for this year. So I pray and hope that you hear the word of God, you understand in the word of God, and what he is seeking and what he wants from you, and that not you hear me, but you hear the word of God speaking through me to you. This has been another episode of Heal. You can find us on Spotify, FM Anchor, and also I have a YouTube channel. I'll be coming from there also for this month, bringing you another word. Again, thank you for listening to Heal. May God bless you. Go seek him. Go pray. Go spend time with him. Sit and meditate so you can hear the word that he has for you. And that you will receive the word. Ask him to speak you into your dreams. Or he may bring people. But just ask him to have a spirit of discernment. So you can understand and hear that word. That he is bringing to you. To guide you and direct you. Know that God loves you. And if you haven't been saved. Find yourself a a Bible-based church, a church that God will lead you to. And just say this to yourself. And say it and confess it, that you know that God sent his son to us. And that he died upon the cross to save our sins. And you believe and you know within your heart that he was raised from the dead. And if you believe that, you have been saved. May God bless you and may God love you. Good morning, and we're coming to you again from Heal Podcast, bringing you another day two of a season of new beginnings in this month of August. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? I hope you had a chance to listen to episode one yesterday, a season of new beginnings of day one, and just getting ourselves seated for this assignment that God has us for to be completed. And I just pray that it inspired you, that you come back today listening for day two of a season of new beginnings. And I just pray all is well with you for today. And I hope that you catch this episode, that you share it for friends, subscribe to us also. Also go to our YouTube channel, Healed, Carla French and Healed, and subscribe there as well. And I just appreciate you coming on today. And I'm not going to hold you. Hope your day is going well. You can catch this later on or while you're sitting at your desk or home. And if you just happen to stumble upon this, then this is for you today. And we're on day two, seasons of new beginnings. And today we're going to focus on Luke 18, verse 35-43. And today our main focus is going to be on verse 41-43, where we know that the blind man acts to and was sitting and begging for people to help him. And doing that, he was like, people telling him to be quiet, walking over him. But he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus heard him and asked him. And the blind man said, "I want to see again." And this also goes back to ask and you shall receive. And the blind man asked, he said, "I want to see again." Jesus said, "Go ahead, see again. Your faith has saved and healed you." And the healing was instant. And reading that verse, what does that also remind you of? Also reminds you of the woman with the issue of blood. All she needed to do was reach out to Jesus, call on him through a thick crowd. And she just ended up touching just the hem of his garment. And instantly, she was healed. And Jesus knew right then. She had the faith. The blind man, the woman with the issue of the blood, and many others throughout had the faith. She believed it. That she could be healed. And she was instantly healed. And so in this season, ask yourself, where is your faith in this season of new beginnings? Where is it? Are you being doubtful? Afraid of some new things happening in this season? Well, so many things you worked on, it just hasn't come to pass because maybe it has not been your season. But this is a new season of beginnings. So this may be your time. You have to have the faith that it's going to work and be done and be completed. And just like the blind man, you could be blinded by your doubt and your fears and naysayers, haters. Oh, it didn't work this time. I'm not going to do it again. Are you blinded by these things that you cannot be healed? And call out and ask for these things to be done. The man wanted to see, so he asked to be seen. The woman wanted to be healed, so she reached out. Are you reaching out? Try again. Continue to try again. And even though lacking physical sight, the man possessed spiritual insight into Christ's true identity. And faith in him to meet his need, compelled by this faith. So again, what are you lacking physically being blinded by, that you can't even see, and build up enough faith. So it just simply says you just need a mustard seed of faith. And we know that a mustard seed is so small, when you drop it, you just might as well just find you another one to look for it, because that was going to be too hard to see. And can't even find that one. So let's just keep that in mind. And in moments or seasons of darkness, where do you turn? And as we all know, if we can't see too well, eyeglass prescriptions help improve vision, but it's the merciful touch of Jesus, God's Son, that brings people from spiritual darkness to light. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Right now, you're blinded in darkness, in spiritual darkness. Be brought into spiritual light in this new season. This new season of beginnings could be your beginning to come out of darkness and into light, to receive the things that maybe you have been praying for, didn't see well how to work it out, or missed God's assignment to do it this way. Because we do it on our way, it don't work out. It doesn't work out. So this is your new beginning, your new season of beginning. And as I said in yesterday's assignment, to get yourself seated, to get your assignment and get it done the right way. And this could be your season of letting things go, to get where God needs you to be. If it's not within this end of the year, it could be coming next year, but he wants you to be seated, a new season of doing new things the right way for things that could be coming down for you from heaven that God has already assigned to you, to your children, to your home, whether it be your finances. You could be dark in your finances, but need the light of new seasons, the beginning of how to manage them. Manage things on your job. Manage things in your heart or past things that may have hurt you. That's where it could be. So don't let that darkness, spiritual darkness, prevent you from getting to the light of your new season. Don't miss your assignment due to darkness blindness. Call out to God. Call out to Jesus. Ask and you shall receive. Have the faith. Build it up. Build up your faith. Build up your faith. I just keep hearing God say, build up your faith. Build up your faith. Build up your trust so you can move and do things in this new season of beginnings. And again, today's word from God, not from me, but he's using me on this assignment because I never thought I'd be doing anything like this. Not at all. But I'm going to be on this assignment because I too was in darkness. Spiritual darkness. But I had to wake up and come into spiritual light so I can help others also. Again, today's verse comes from Luke 18, verses 35 and 43. And hone in on that main verse, 41, verses 41 through 43, of the blind man's plea. What is your plea? What is your plea? Come out of darkness. Come into the light. I hope this word has blessed you. You share it with others. Go about your day and remind yourself, come out of darkness. You will no longer be blind and you will rejoice. Rejoice while you're in this darkness until you see the light. Come on out. Come on out. Again, thank you for listening to Healed Podcast, health, entertainment, affirmations, and lifestyles by me, Carla French. I thank you so much for listening today. Also, if you're on Facebook, please join our ministry, Pastor Harry Chubbs, Prophetess Natalie Chubbs. They are over Divine Encounter Ministries. Join us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. And join in. Services on Sunday. Weekly Bible study on Wednesdays. And if you haven't found a church home, hey, just click that button or find one close to you and get in a Bible-based church. And if you believe that Christ, that God sent his son down on the cross to save our sins that we may have eternal life, and you believe that he has risen from the dead, we thank you so much right now, and that you have now been saved if you believe that. Again, go and be blessed and be seen. Come out of darkness. Have a great day.